So this is actually a pretty difficult question. I would peg this at above the 260 level. So for starters, if we have a parathyroid adenoma, that's primary hyperparathyroidism, PTH is up, serum calcium is up, serum phosphate is down, and urinary calcium is increased, not decreased. So this is the first high yield point where a student says, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean? Because if parathyroid hormone is increasing calcium reabsorption in the late DCT of the kidney, then how the fuck could urinary calcium be up, not down, right? Sounds paradoxical. It's because we have normal functioning calcium sensing receptors in the kidney. So we have hypercalcemia, meaning more calcium is going to be filtered through Bowman capsule. And even though, yes, we have increased reabsorption distally in the kidney due to PTH, because we have normal calcium sensing receptors, we're going to have decreased paracellular reabsorption of calcium in the PCT and also in the thick ascending loop of Henle. So despite the increased reabsorption distally due to PTH, because we have more calcium being filtered overall due to the hypercalcemia, and the calcium sensing receptors can pick that up, the net amount of calcium excreted through the urine is still increased. Okay, so that's a high yield point for primary hyperparathyroidism. Students fuck that up. Okay, so if it's an arrow question, you're going to choose an up arrow for urinary calcium in primary hyperparathyroidism. Okay, not a down arrow. So now we look at the calcium sensing receptor mutation. This is actually a condition known as familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia. These patients have mutations in calcium sensing receptors on not just the parathyroid glands, but also in the kidney. So they're going to have increased serum PTH because they can't get that adequate degree of suppression or negative feedback at the parathyroid glands induced by calcium. So PTH is up. PTH can still do its job with no problem. So serum calcium is up. So far it looks exactly the same as primary hyperparathyroidism, right? I mean, both conditions, we have high serum calcium and high serum PTH, but the difference is the calcium sensing receptors at the kidney. So if the kidney can't sense the increased calcium being filtered due to the hypercalcemia, then it's going to maintain increased paracellular reabsorption of the calcium. Okay, so normally those calcium sensing receptors say, hold on a second, too much calcium being filtered. Let's make sure we increase our calcium excretion. But in patients with familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia, where they have mutations, decreased sensitivity of those receptors, the kidney can't sense that there's increased calcium being filtered. So it's going to maintain an increased amount of absorption. Okay, it's not trying to get rid of it. It doesn't think your calcium is high. So patients with familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia, as the name implies, they are going to have decreased urinary calcium. Whereas we just mentioned, there's increased urinary calcium in primary hyperparathyroidism. So it's the urinary calcium that differentiates these two conditions. This is really important because patients who have increased PTH levels and serum calcium, they especially need to have their urinary calcium measured in order to not misdiagnose as primary hyperparathyroidism. So you'll have some patients who erroneously have parathyroidectomy because of a misdiagnosis of primary hyperparathyroidism, where if you merely checked the urinary calcium, you would see that it's decreased in familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia, and urinary calcium would instead be increased in primary hyperparathyroidism. So I know this can sound confusing, this differentiation, but it's high yield for step one. It's difficult though. Students won't realize that they get these questions wrong. Okay. That's it.